Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg brings us back to late great. The 17th till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Myron Ebel. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, director of global warming and international environmental policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Myron, thanks again for being here. That was a very interesting visit we just had with a real live Texan who's a business owner and a very smart guy, stays connected to what's going on down there in Texas. And I know that's what we're going to continue to talk about. Your Texas has been a shining star in a number of different ways over the last really quite a few decades. They seem to have their cornflakes together on so many different levels. One of the things I like about them is their legislature only meets every other year. I think that's really smart. But they kind of the bloom is off their rose a little bit after this last storm, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, to be fair to the Texas political establishment and the grid operators, the regulators keep the grid running. You know, this was an extraordinary storm. It was huge. It was the kind of storm you see in the upper Midwest, but it came so far down. It came down to the Gulf. It came down to Houston and Galveston.
Right.
It had snow and freezing temperatures. So it was a huge storm, and so it was going to test any system. I think, though, that, you know, there weren't just some rolling blackouts. There were blackouts for whole days. Some people had their power off for a day, some for 2 days, some for 4 days. And a total of something like 4 million customers had their power off for more than a day. And that's probably about 10 or 11 million people in a state with 40 million people. So that's
right.
That's a huge hit. So I think we could say they weren't prepared. And your guest, Brian, said, well, look, I went through the hurricane and I put in it in my business. I put in a generator. Well, you know, it seems to me it's the responsibility of the grid to have that kind of backup.
Right. Understand that the children who died in their beds of hypothermia, pretty sure those families couldn't afford a $10,000 generator.
Right, right. Well, that's right. And
it still makes me want to – it's very upsetting when I think about that.
Yeah, well, one thing about climate that everybody should be aware of is that cold weather kills a lot more people than hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on which part of the world you're in, it kills
right.
between 10 and 20 times more people than hot weather. So even in Texas, which you don't think of Houston as a cold place, but even there, when you have this kind of event, it can kill people. So,
mm-hmm.
so cold weather is much more dangerous than hot weather.
Well, that's exactly right. So, what is your take on Texas as of now because of what just happened? Are they going to learn from this? Will they become part of the national grid? Most people didn't know that they had their own grid and were not connected to the world.
Well, there are good reasons for having their own grid. It means that they are not subject to federal regulation. So, if they hook up, then they're going to have to comply with a lot of federal regulations, some of which may be okay and a lot of which may be expensive or counterproductive. So
mm-hmm.
there are reasons not to hook up. It also will cost a lot of money to build the big transmission lines to hook up in various places. So my take on Texas is that they deregulated market in 1999.
It doesn't matter, but they deregulated
it.
It turned into a basket case, a marketing basket case.
Well, no, it didn't. But what's happened is it's worked well. It's kept prices down. But the wind, particularly, but also solar, have taken over more and more of the market because they have subsidies. So it's a free market in electricity, but one of the competitors has an advantage over the others, and that's primarily wind.
Is Texas being successful with wind and solar?
Well, yes and no.
They got a lot of both. They got a lot of sun, a lot of wind down there.
Well, they have a lot of wind, and now they have a lot of windmills. Now, what's happened is that wind and solar, as you know, and I'm sure you talk about this all the time, are not reliable. They're intermittent, and you can't tell. You know, even solar, well, you can say most days it's going to be sunny, and but, you know, with this storm, it wasn't sunny, and the solar panels had snow on them. So even in the daytime, they weren't producing power. And the wind went down. There wasn't any wind.
But not outside of the storm, is their passive energy system, is it successful so far?
Well, it's become increasingly unreliable and unstable because more and more investment has been put into wind. And as the population has grown quite rapidly, less and less investment has been put into conventional power, coal and gas and nuclear.
Even though they got gas coming out of their ears down there.
Well, and they have a lot of coal, too.
Yeah.
So I just read an article this morning that quoted somebody who said, well, now they're talking about winterizing our plants, our power plants. Well, they have to summarize. They have to summarize their plants for hot weather, and that means they have to open them up and keep them as open as possible, whereas up in Wisconsin or Michigan, they got to keep them enclosed to keep the heat in so that they don't go down in cold weather. So
when we come back after the break, Myron, I want to talk about the national grid and what our exposure is there. We'll do that with Myron Ebel after the break. He's with Competitive Enterprise Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.